Being 13 is not what she hoped it would be. It's lonely and not any fun whatsoever. Sometimes she feels she stumbled onto a whole secret world she doesn't understand. When she stares at herself in the mirror, she just can't decide who she is. If she ever does figure it out, she'll know whether she should dye her hair blonde or brown, but for now she's in the middle. She's in the middle about everything. She misses Gideon. She goes to the basement and takes out her chessboard, which always reminds her of him, but she can't bring herself to call him. When she runs into any of the girls she goes to school with, and they invite her to go swimming or to the mall, Kylie isn't interested. It's not that she dislikes them. It's just that she doesn't want them to see who she really is, when she herself doesn't know. What she does know is that awful things can happen if you don't watch out. The man in the garden has taught her this, and it's a lesson she won't soon forget. Grief is all around. It's just invisible to most people. Most people will figure out a way to stop themselves from being aware of agony. They'll have a good stiff drink, or swim 100 laps, or not eat anything all day except for a small polished apple and a head of lettuce. But Kylie isn't like that. She's too sensitive, and her ability to feel others' pain is getting stronger. If she passes a baby in his stroller, and he's wailing until he's bright red with frustration and neglect, Kylie herself is grumpy for the rest of the day. If a dog limps by with a stone embedded in its paw, or a woman buying fruit in the supermarket closes her eyes and stops to recall a boy who drowned 15 years ago, the one she loved so much, Kylie starts to feel as if she's going to pass out. Sally watches her daughter and worries. She knows what happens when you bottle up your sorrow. She knows what she's done to herself, the walls she's built, the tower she's made, stone by stone. But they're walls of grief, and the tower is drenched in 1,000 tears, and that's no protection. It will all fall to the ground with one touch. When she sees Kylie climb the stairs to her bedroom, Sally senses another tower being built. A single stone, perhaps, yet it's enough to chill her. She tries to talk to Kylie, but each time she approaches her, Kylie runs from the room, slamming the door behind her. "Can I have any privacy?" is what Kylie answers to almost any question Sally asks. "Can't you just leave me alone?"